Fired NBA announcer loses free speech fight over All Lives Matter tweet. By Marianne Angela on September 6, 2026. A federal appeals court ruled Wednesday that Bonneville International Corporation lawfully fired longtime Sacramento Kings announcer Grant Napier over a 2020 All Lives Matter tweet, upholding a lower court's dismissal of his wrongful termination lawsuit. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco sided with the broadcaster's former employer. The decision ends, for now, a fight that began after Napier lost both his jobs in a single 48-hour stretch during the protests that followed George Floyd's death. Former Kings star DeMarcus Cousins put the question to Napier on Twitter, now known as X. "What's your take on BLM?" Napier, off work in May 2020 and watching the protest coverage, replied that he was glad to hear from Cousins. Then he wrote, "All lives matter, every single one." Fired NBA announcer loses free speech fight over tweet during 2020 BLM riots. pic.twitter.com/APRTLLN6. New York Post, at NYPost, September 5, 2026. Bonneville employed Napier as a KTHK radio host and the Kings play-by-play announcer. The company suspended him the next day. It fired him the day after that. Napier was a public figure, the panel noted, and his contract spelled out what that meant online. He had agreed to maintain a high standard of care and level of responsibility on social media. The reason, the contract states, was that his conduct could affect Bonneville's public image and reputation. The judges concluded that his tweet involved his celebrity persona such that his statement fell within the scope of his professional capacity. Napier's attorney, Matthew Ruggles, disputed that conclusion. Grant Napier actually owned that Twitter account, had published approximately 38,500 tweets before he tweeted "All Lives Matter, every single one," and that tweet was not made on air, during work, or as part of any radio show, Ruggles said. It was Grant's personal expression, and that issue should be decided by a jury, not the court. Ruggles said he will seek a rehearing before the full appeals court. If that fails, he plans to ask the Supreme Court to review the case. Napier lost at both levels. U.S. District Judge Dale Drost, an Obama appointee, threw out the suit without a trial. On appeal, Judges Bridget Bate, Danielle Forrest, and Lawrence Van Dyke, all Trump appointees, let that ruling stand. Napier spent the next 5 years podcasting. He returned to the airwaves last August as a daily host on Fox Sports Radio in Sacramento, going head-to-head with KHTK. Napier is not the first sports broadcaster fired over social media. A Dallas radio station cut former Major League pitcher Mike Baksik in 2010 after a disparaging post about Mexicans in San Antonio. Napier's case drew renewed reaction online after the ruling, with users weighing in on the firing and the court's decision. Reminder: George Floyd died of a drug overdose. It's in the autopsy report. Brian Smith MAGA, at Wild West, September 5, 2026. Fired for saying "All Lives Matter." Yeah, that sounds about how screwed things up are right now. Jack Bauer After Dark, at Jack Bauerod, September 5, 2026. "All lives matter. My life matters. Your life matters." So ridiculous. There was no reason why he was fired except that he is white. Jewel Patriot, at Gina Dave 366021 63, September 5, 2026.